The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Uncle Randy's dink's bigger than most.
And he's proud of it.
Joe is pretty sure that the Liberace special was called Hide the Candelabra.
Man, that's got like 8 candles on it, too.
I know.
Man, yeah.
Yes, it fit!
I think that's a menorah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a candelabra.
Yeah, candelabra is just as elaborate.
Yeah, just
perhaps more.
I thought that was only like 5.
Well, does it fit? You tell me.
With Liberace, I'm guessing, yes. Yeah.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
You maneuvered your way around that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You tried to.
I did.
Too late.
Yeah, plus you might be right.
But they're big, though.
Oh, it just says multiple arms, so okay. Could be 5.
Yeah.
Could be 20.
I thought it was always one in the center and then 4 around the edges for the candelabra.
You know your candelabras.
Not that I've ever actually owned a candelabra.
Born this date, however, dead now, in honor of, well, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, in honor of J. Medicine Hat, U.S. Cavalry General George Armstrong Custer.
I figured that's where you were going.
One of Hat's heroes.
No, yeah. It was actually, they paid him back, Hat's boys.
And also having a birthday today, Little Richard. Little Richard is 85 today.
Are you telling me you're in the height of Custer, somewhere on there?
What?
You saying how tall Custer is?
I got a clue.
All right, you do. Little Richard is Little Richard. So even Custer might not have been a tall man. He's got to be taller than Little Richard.
I'm going to go Little Richard.
Yeah, I'm going to go Little Richard. Guys were shorter back in those days.
I think Custer had some serious Napoleon complex going on.
I'm going with Custer.
So he's probably 4'11". I've got Little Richard at 5'10".
Well, that's pretty tall for Little Richard.
It really is. That doesn't really...
You know what, though? He was famous when he was pretty young, right? That's the story?
Well,
no, not really.
He was still full height.
He was 17, 18 years old. You're right. So if he's 5'10", he's probably taller than Custer, but I'll still go with Custer.
I've got Custer at 5'10 and a half.
Well,
that is crap.
And I don't think the Little Richard's that tall.
Was it
either way, Custer's taller.
They measure Custer on his horse or what? I mean, come on.
No, we don't know. You don't know Custer was short.
No, there were all kinds of accounts about how he's taller than this person and shorter than this person, and they figured it out. He's probably about 5'10 and a half.
Wow. Somebody actually put that much effort in figuring
out
how tall
Custer
was.
They were in the same room as Custer.
Petey Mack.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds like a Petey Mack algorithm there.
Custer stood next to Tom Osborne at some point.
Yeah. Wait, Little Richard was 5'10"? I thought you said
5'11". 5'10".
5'10".
Oh. Travis, yeah.
Custer,
I won.
A half inch taller. That's what I've got, although I'm not... I will not stand by Little Richard being 5'10".
I think he sounds... That's too tall.
But that's what showed up.
That's
fine. When you type in, how tall is Little Richard? 5'10".
And he's still shorter than Custer.
Yes.
All right. It's funny.
Yeah, but that's...
I thought that was random because I just retweeted the Who's Taller Guy on Twitter, and I just realized how... we had Charlie Batch and Eddie the Eagle earlier.
Charlie
Batch. This is even stranger. Little Richard and Custer. That's even further. At least Eddie the Eagle is some sort of sports reference. I love this reference. Custer and Little Richard. Who's taller? And that makes the game very interesting and unpredictable.
No, it really does.
And
that's true.
That's one I think we can dispute.
What?
Custer.
No, I'm not disputing it. I think Custer's tall.
Go ahead. I am because I lost.
Yeah, you lost.
That makes perfect sense that you would then.
I think if anything's wrong, Little Richards isn't 5'10", but whatever. He still lost. He's still shorter. So. We like to fart and cough at the same time.
We do.
Oh, jeez.
A new study says that cocaine is killing black Americans at the same rate opioids are killing white Americans.
And this is why we have an opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Not a cocaine crisis.
Damn right. Of course why.
It's starting to affect white people.
Cocaine-related overdose deaths among non-Hispanic blacks are on a par with opioid-related overdose deaths among whites.
But you're right, though. All you hear about is opioid.
Deaths from both groups of drugs are rising.
Well, you hear about it, but you don't hear
about it. Cocaine must be really strong, and more people are dying on coke.
Well.
And maybe, is it just, is that years of abuse? They still call that cocaine death?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I would think that they're more referring to.
What happens when
you just did a line.
And you had a heart attack and died.
Yes.
Right. I think you almost have to. Yeah.
We haven't done it in a while. Maybe it's a little stronger. Maybe it's a little more pure now.
Don't care to.
And do they roll in crack cocaine deaths into that?
They may.
It might.
I don't know. Danny Masterson. You know who that is?
That 70s show.
That 70s show.
Scientologist and also maybe a rapist.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
He was also on that. You've been watching any of that.
The Ranch. I never clicked on it.
The Ranch on Netflix.
Good that you said was.
Yeah, he is no longer.
On what?
The Ranch, according to Netflix, because of multiple rape allegations. Yeah. Of course, Mr. Masterson says no possible way.
Didn't he say you can't rape your girlfriend?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I read it. There's a quote out there attributed to him that you can't rape your girlfriend or your wife.
Some people think that.
That's not true.
That is not true.
Okay.
Four women claim Masterson raped them, and the LAPD is currently investigating at least one incident. One woman filed a police report in 2004 saying he raped her when she was unconscious. Three other women, all Scientologists, claim that they were raped, but that the church implored them to not say anything.
Because Masterson is a celebrity.
Masterson told TMZ that he has denied the outrageous allegations against him. Law enforcement investigated these claims more than 15 years ago and determined them to be without merit. He's never been charged with a crime, he said, let alone convicted of one.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Church of Scientology is probably full of creeps.
Yeah, they're not all rapists.
No, but I'm sure there's a lot of grab ass going on.
Oh, yeah, you think so. I'll just name a church.
All right, Ken will back me up on the email here in my dispute with Custer apparently lost half an inch when he got scalped. So,
okay.
5'10". He ended up at 5'10".
Yeah. So you're saying it's a push?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No.
It's why you still have your scalp.
Still fully scalped.
We measure when you still have a scalp.
Pre-scalped?
Right.
Fully scalped.
How was church today?
It was super rapey in there.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, was Danny there?
Jeez.
Wow, it's good to see Mr. Masterson made it.
Yeah. A survey of 2,000 singles by the dating site Plenty of Fish found that roughly 1 in 3 people admit that they have hooked up with an ex over the holiday season.
All back from holidays, visiting, get drunk at a bar.
Right. Lonely.
Uh-huh.
About half of people polled admit that they have previously kissed a coworker at an office holiday party.
Not anymore.
Can't do that now, man.
It's just not the environment for that. You'll see that stat go way down this year.
I think a lot of guys are never going to hit on anybody at the office anymore.
I don't think there's going to be office parties.
We did that story.
About half the places, which is down from about 65%, are going to have their parties because they're afraid of, people grabbing ass.
Grab assery.
Yeah. Now.
That sounds like someplace you go to. Have you been to the grab assery? Like a menagerie of things. Oh, the grab assery is great.
Now, Tyler was absolutely right. The reason that we most likely are hooking up with an ex or kissing a coworker is because we're just lonely.
Yep. Holidays make people lonely.
During the holidays, there's an increase in feelings of loneliness and isolation. Some people hook up with others in order to fend off those feelings.
It's a sad time, man. We've always said that. Holidays are sad, I think.
Merry Christmas.
Hang on, I'll pick you up here.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of Packer cheese.
All the holiday festivities can make being single feel even more lonely. Singles go to parties, family, and social events, glance around the room, describe feeling as if they are an oddball.
Oh, if you're single, yeah. New Year's Eve. I've never gone out on New Year's Eve. You know, when I was younger at bars and at midnight, if you were there single, and you were a lot, five guys sitting around looking around, okay.
Can't figure out which one of those dudes you're going to kiss.
Damn right. Uncle Randy's dink's bigger than most.
There you go. Start with that.
Apparently Uncle Randy
Uncle Randy's a relative,
he
though.
Kissed.
In that bit.
There's generally an increase in alcohol consumption during the holidays. That can lead to more hookups because of the decreased inhibition.
Yep.
The antidote to loneliness, they say.
Having somebody?
Is kissing the coworkers and is just activity, just doing stuff.
Yeah, kissing coworkers.
When the person takes action doing anything, whether it's washing dishes, organizing papers, or doing housework, making a phone call to a friend, meeting somebody for dinner, joining your neighbor's weekly poker group, do something, do anything, is what they say.
The last one sounded horrible.
Most of them did.
Neighbor's poker group. Kidding me?
You know, if you liked poker or your neighbor.
What if you're one for two?
What were the other three?
Ping pong club.
Ping pong club would work out,
That's fine.
That was fun. In there.
Yeah.
Disc golfing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind
of cold, though.
Basically just getting out of the house.
Yeah, or
just
doing something.
Just
doing something.
Or just hook up with the ex and don't feel bad about it.
Right.
You know? Whatever.
If the ex is available, you don't want her husband showing up.
Well, there's that, you know.
There's a lot of exes that, you know, are with other people because they moved on. Come your studly ass, Craig. They said,
that's it.
They ain't waiting around for you.
No. And you don't, you know, you can't blame them.
No.
However,
they moved on their
if
lives.
I happen to be there.
Give them a big old smoke.
At the right time, I'm good with that, too. Sad news, hundreds of Christmas deliveries have been reduced to ashes following a fire at a UPS facility in Frederick, Maryland.
How do you even know if your box was in there?
Exactly.
Man.
They may have it tracked.
They do track them. Yeah.
Fire officials said the blaze started around 11:30 local time last night. At least 10 delivery trucks and a loading dock were incinerated. Nobody hurt, but...
They're so good at that now, they can look it up and say, about three-quarters of it burned.
Right. They are good about that, yeah.
They are. Scientists in the Netherlands.
We managed to save a few packing peanuts, but that's all that's left.
Stupid scientists in the Netherlands.
Yes. Right. Morons, the lot of them, say that they've been able to breed two earthworms in simulated Martian soil.
I thought earthworms bang themselves.
And if they're on Mars, are they still earthworms?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, if they're on Uranus, what do they call them?
Earthworms.
Yeah.
Urectum.
I would call them Mars worms at that point.
But you don't want any worms in Uranus.
No, you don't.
You should get that checked.
Big time.
They say this will one day help produce viable agriculture on Mars. The worms were able to thrive in a mix of soil created by NASA and pig manure. Earthworms would be key for farming as they help break down organic material, release nutrients back into the soil. So if you want to help them out, get involved in the crowdfunding effort, Worms for Mars.
doesn't NASA have their own money? I'd rather feed humans on Earth, but, you know, with my cash.
Hey, Matt Damon did it with just some of his own poo.
That's right.
I mean, come on. He didn't need any worms.
Funniest movie that year.
Oh.
Great movie.
Laugh out loud comedy.
God, that downsizing looks better and better every time I see a preview.
I know.
Doesn't it?
I know.
Man, it looks good. That's the kind of thing I want to see in the theater because it just looks like a big, huge movie, you know?
I might actually buck the trend and see that in the theater on the first day of release.
When's it coming out?
December 22nd.
Is it?
A Friday.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And, like, my wife and I have some time where we could actually go see a movie.
Yeah.
And we both want to see that one.
Yeah, I want to see that, too. Alexander Payne's great anyway, but it just looks cool.
We should reach out to the director. See if he wants to talk.
Yeah, he probably won't do too much press right around now at all. But you're right, though. We've had, and he's moving back here for good, right?
Is he?
Yeah, I read he's moving to Omaha for good. I mean, he's got places somewhere else, but
you know, set up behind him at yoga class, yeah. And you know, just tap him,
light one up.
I haven't seen him at yoga class.
All right.
A Deloitte survey of 2,000 consumers in the United States found that 91% of people consent to legal terms and services conditions without reading them.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm surprised it's that low. I would think it would be much more in the 90s, 99, 98% rather than 91%.
They purposely make those things.
That's still pretty high.
Pages.
I still don't think there's 9% geeks either.
Yeah.
I think that's too low.
Maybe 91%, maybe there's a few in that 91% that read the first sentence or maybe the first paragraph. But and maybe
not,
the last
but
one.
But that's not the whole thing, though.
Sure. No,
account, right?
It is not.
If you have read the entire Terms of Service Agreement on iTunes, we'll take that call.
Not just iTunes. Any kind of app you download anymore sometimes. Right?
Do you really want a call from a person that has read that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I do, just to say, yeah, I read it.
We got Congress not reading bills.
Because we're not going to get that call.
So who the hell's reading that?
They don't need to.
Oh, that's right.
They got it all dialed in.
The lobbyists
doesn't matter
told
what's
that.
In the bill.
No.
It just matters that you vote for it.
Right. And we screw over everybody.
Right. If your tribe is all, if your tribe is behind the bill, then you should vote for it.
Well,
right.
Well, they're buying it.
No matter what the content is.
It's Soledad O'Brien, actually, and also Dr. Meadham, the first analogy yesterday, with that average crap. Idiots fall for that.
Yeah, but somebody has to compose the content, so somebody knows what's in it.
Dr. Mina downloaded it and tried to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know where she found it, because she said there was a bunch of scribbling in the margin.
There was, yeah. There is.
Yeah. For younger people ages 18 to 34, the rate is 97% of agreeing to conditions before reading.
You know why? Because they're probably used to it. That wasn't even part of our life.
Right.
Reading conditions of apps and stuff on your phone.
And there have been a handful of times where, you know, I want to get involved in whatever it is, mm-hmm. and then I...
it's in the backswing, yeah.
Well, and then the terms and conditions pop up, and, you know, I might see enough to, you know, for them to, oh, yeah, we are going to sell everything we have on you to everyone.
Yeah, that might be in there,
and
too.
And I opt out sometimes. I don't need whatever service that is. Now...
But a lot of times you'll order something, I think Amazon does this, and I will forget to click, yeah, I agree, the service, blah, 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 and it kicks it back to you and says, oh, you haven't clicked on that little, you agree to the terms of service and agreement.
Well, that's just being sent to you then.
They created a fake social networking site called NameDrop. They wrote up terms and services agreements for users to agree to before signing up. In the agreement, they included the disclosure that users give up their firstborn child as payment.
See, that's what I want to know.
And that anything users shared would be passed along to the NSA. 98% of participants agreed.
See, I think most of us, granted that's fake, but I don't think legitimate companies are allowed to put that kind of sneaky stuff in there. I mean, that's...
Sure, well, not that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's what I mean. I think we always joke about that. Did you sign away your firstborn?
Yes.
No, they didn't come get that kid yet. No, the fact is they can't put that stuff in there. So most of us think that's just the same crap. And like you said, mainly it's about that. We might sell your stuff.
Yes, we're selling your information.
Which is a pain in the ass,
we're getting more money off of you.
Right.
Not directly from you, but from other people because of you.
And it's this time of year that you start to realize how many places have your email address.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because you open up your email and have emails from all kinds of places.
Right.
I think there was a...
I got a ton, you're right.
Yeah, there was a South Park episode about that. And Butters finally reads the iTunes agreement,
mm-hmm.
and part of it was you agreed to become a part of a human centipede.
Oh, and they show it?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Is he the front guy? If you're the front guy, it's not too bad.
Because
your mouth's not attached to anything.
In what order they went. But I know that was part
right
of the
right in the
agreement.
Middle. It sucks, right, Puss?
I'd be the front guy in a human centipede.
Well, you would be. If you had a choice, you'd be the front guy.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you definitely
your mouth's clean.
I mean, if there were three people and it was going to happen, you'd choose the front.
You
sure.
want to be the alpha centipede.
Sure. It's going to happen.
If
that's a movie I've never seen and never will.
You are put in that situation.
That is disturbing.
I think there's like three of them.
There are.
There's two or three at least.
Yeah.
Really? What's the story behind him?
It's a crazy scientist.
Yeah. It's a horror thing.
That kidnaps
thing,
people,
you know?
And sews them together like that.
It made like 8 Saw movies.
Whatever.
What's to stop him from making 3 of these?
Yeah.
The beautiful story today.
Seems like kind of one joke movie, though.
Not a joke. It's disgusting, well, I'm sure.
One bit.
The feel-good story of the day. A Virginia couple found $1 million lottery ticket. Rosie Barra was cleaning out her husband's backpack.
Backpack.
When she found a Hot Millions multiplier scratch-off ticket worth $1 million.
Was it late?
She told her husband about it. He told her a friend had given it to him. He thought it was a joke and just threw the ticket in the backpack after scratching it off. He saw it, thought it was a joke.
This is why you don't give away lottery tickets as presents.
Ticket turned out to be real.
You don't. You don't.
So they are now, I guess, millionaires.
You don't give away lottery presents.
Not quite, I would imagine. Maybe 2/3 millionaires.
Expected there to be some sort of letdown in that.
No, that was the feel-good
story. Well, letdown is the guy that gave it to him didn't get $1 million.
I'm sure he'll get his reward.
Oh, bull crap. His buddy will buy him a beer. You know, they'll come ask for money again. They'll say, no, man, sorry, dude.
He might get a whole case of beer out of it.
He might.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.